Today's health topic is on the 6 steps to getting a better night's sleep. The worst flu epidemics don't even start to compare to the millions of us who regularly do not sleep well. Research is abundant that shows chronic sleep deprivation is perhaps one of the major risk factors contributing to everything from depression to Alzheimer's. Chronic pain is increased, divorce rates double, and insomnia certainly drains the joy factor out of our lives. Mainstream medicine is quick to offer a fix with sleeping medications. Objective experts caution about memory loss, amnesia, loss of balance, increase of pneumonia risk, and other undesirables with the long-term use of these drugs. The sleep achieved with sleeping pills has been found to not allow the restorative type of sleep that we would achieve on our own if our sleep worked as it should. Despite decades of investigation, the true purpose of sleep to our body has eluded researchers until recently. But the latest studies point to the fact that sleep's number one purpose may be to detoxify the brain. The activity of our waking brain creates certain chemical compounds that become toxic if not removed by sound sleep. Imagine your colon not ridding itself of its built-up residue every day and how unhealthy your entire body would become. I have observed thousands of individuals who are desperately looking for relief from chronic poor sleep in my career. I also personally have dealt with this issue in my own life, and I must say it's not always easy to find non-drug solutions. The reason it is complex is because it is usually not addressed by single pill fixes, but requires putting together a sleep plan in order to achieve results. Here are the 6 steps in my plan for improving your sleep. Number 1. Sleep in complete darkness and maintain the bedroom at 70 degrees. I do recommend using eye covers at night to completely eliminate the light. Move all electrical equipment away from your head by at least 3 feet. Clocks, cell phones, lights, anything that's electrical can affect your brain chemicals. Number 3. Get a minimum of 30 minutes of direct sunlight sometime in the first 6 hours of being awake. One of our problems is that we have lost the rhythm of our body as to how it instructs us to sleep. And having early morning light is the way to re-anchor this circadian rhythm. Realize also that depression and anxiety are often associated with insomnia, especially if you have early morning awakenings and simply cannot go back to sleep. To maintain optimal levels of natural brain chemicals, you may want to consider looking into your vitamin D levels, omega-3, folate, and possibly using 5-HTP at night to raise your serotonin levels. Certainly check with your health practitioner if you're being treated for any medical problems before doing this. Number 5. In order to relax the brain, if that is your overwhelming problem in going to sleep or staying, you may want to consider using and having by your bedside either theanine, which is a natural product to help slow the brain activity, or kava, and taking these before bed, or if you wake up, perhaps taking it even at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, if you need to relax your body instead of your mind, you may want to consider herbs such as valerian, hops, skullcap, and poppy seed. And lastly, back to the circadian rhythm. 1 milligram of melatonin is suggested to further help reset the messages from our brain to instruct the body to sleep. Melatonin is not a sleeping pill. It is there to reset the clock. So don't judge it after just a few nights, and I have found that most people take far too much melatonin, which ends up giving you a sore neck, headaches, and very, very disturbing dreams. Lastly, number 6 is check out all your medications that may be contributing to poor sleep. And foods that contain MSG or monosodium glutamate are killers of sleep in certain individuals. And MSG can be hidden in foods because of the lack of regulations that allows it to be called dozens of names, such as yeast extract, soy, and many others. Google it to find all the names. And alcohol does prevent deep sleep, even though some people think it relaxes them. And we all know that caffeine too late in the day will affect all of our sleep. Good luck. Until next time, this is Ed.